Blog Talk Radio.
With Barack Obama. Barack Obama was put in office for two reasons. One was domestic, one was international. Every president of America is given a domestic mandate and an international mandate. Barack Obama's international mandate was to make Africa and its resources safe again for Western exploitation, in particular through the AFRICOM program of putting United States military bases within African soil, geographically located close to places with high levels of mineral reserve. So what's going on in Ghana right now? An agreement between the Ghanaian government and the United States to put a military base in Ghana. This is all strategic to make sure that if Africa ever decides to rise up and push back against European imperialism, a.k.a. white supremacy, they will not be in a military position to be able to do that. So Obama succeeded. And the reason he succeeded in Africa is because Africa, just like black America, just like black Europe, thought the presidency of Barack Obama was a blessing, because we don't understand white supremacy and we don't understand politics. It doesn't matter whose face is on the cover. It doesn't matter whose face is out front. The only thing that matters is the color of the hand that makes the decisions. Barack Obama was a flunky. He was a functionary. He was a stool pigeon, and he was a puppet. And yes, he was a coon. Barack Obama did absolutely nothing to benefit Africa. He did absolutely nothing to benefit African people. Now, domestically, Barack Obama's job was to distract black people in America long enough for the government to take everything that our ancestors fought for, roll it up into one big ball, civil rights, voting rights, affirmative action, equality, you name it, and roll it on over to the feminist movement, roll it on over to the LGBT movement, and roll it on over to the multicultural movement. So today in America, whenever you hear civil rights discussed, black people are not in the conversation. It's gays, it's feminism, or it's multiculturalism. They use Barack Obama to take everything black people fought for and give it to people who have never fought for black people.
What do you know about the situation of black people in France?
I'm somewhat familiar because I tend to study the international situation. Not thoroughly familiar, but I will say this. In all my travels, wherever I go, there's four things constant. I don't care if I'm in France, London. I don't care if I'm in South Africa, Nigeria. I don't care if I'm in Holland, Austria, Jamaica, Turks and Caicos, Canada, L.A., Houston. On the planet, there's four constants for African people. Number one, we're worshiping a white Jesus. I don't care where you go. Black people in love with a white Christ. That's number one. Number two, you have mass incarceration of black males at a rate four or five times their percentage of the population in that particular state. Number three, you have miseducation of black children. You have the over-identification of black children in classifications of mental retardation, ADHD, learning disabled. You have record numbers of single black mothers raising our children on their own, okay? And then on top of that, you also have a black economy, which is totally dominated by people who do not look like us. I don't care where you go on the planet, black people are not in control of their economy. Your rice, your bread, your milk, your sneakers, your hats, your clothing, your transportation, your electronics, everything you buy is being sold to you by somebody who don't look like you, but more importantly, don't care about you.
What would be the solutions? Because, you know, this is a statement, but now what could be the solutions?
Solutions are simple, and the solution hasn't changed as Marcus Garvey articulated it over 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the solution is independence in all areas of human endeavor. The solution for African people is no different than the solution for Chinese people. The solution for African people is no different than the solution for the French people. It's the same. It's no secret. It's not hidden under a rock. We have to do what everyone else has done and has built ourselves up independently, economically, educationally, spiritually, socially, politically. We must become a power base, which we are not, as we are today, with all of our doctors, with all of our college-educated folks, with all of our black capitalistic business owners who are only looking to get rich themselves but do nothing to raise the general economic condition of black people, we are still a race of dependence. If you live in France, you're dependent on the French government for this and for that. You're dependent on white business to provide your basic needs. America, it's the same thing. Africa, it's the same thing. Wherever we are dependent on the white power structure where we live. There's four institutions that you must have in order to be considered an independent community. We don't have them nowhere in space and time at the same time. A hospital to protect African life. A supermarket, okay, for nutrition to preserve African life. Education to prepare the next generation of African children for the role that they must play in the freedom struggle. And number four, a bank to finance the building of infrastructure and institutions and organizations and programs where we live. You cannot find those four things totally owned by African people anywhere on the face of the earth, but we will call ourselves free. There's two types of freedom. There's a F-R-E-E-D-O-M, and there's an F-R-E-E-D-U-M-B. White people have the freedom. We have the freedom because we're too politically uneducated to recognize that it doesn't matter if you can drive a Mercedes. It doesn't matter if you can live in a white suburb. It doesn't matter if your black child can go to a white school. At the end of the day, what do you control? What do you own? What do you produce? What do you distribute? Marcus Garvey said, a race without power and authority is a race without respect. A race that doesn't respect itself automatically forfeits the respect of other people. So you say, where did we begin? Two things, education and economics. Okay. It's going to be hard to break the psychological chains of slavery as long as just about everyone in this room went to a white school to get their education, a white public school to get that education. And what is the function of public education? Whether it's UK, France, Austria, Germany, USA, it doesn't matter. The purpose of education for African children in a European context is to teach the African child that you are second place, and that is where you will always stay, and the only way you can rise above it is if we give you permission to rise above it. The education system's job is to make sure black children never come to believe that they have a right to replace the white boy being in control.
That was the next question I was going to ask you, because, you know, when we speak about African Americans, do you think that African Americans are truly and deeply aware of their African roots?
Well, I don't think that's a question just for African Americans. I think that's a question for Africans anywhere.
Yeah, of course, but I'm speaking about this because you are from the United States. So of course,
right, but I want to pan-Africanize the question,
yes,
though.
Okay, all right.
Because whether you're dealing with France, whether you're dealing with UK, whether you're dealing with black America, okay?
So globally, yeah.
Globally, it's no different. Canada, it's no different.
So do you think that Afro-descendants are really aware of their African roots?
I think that we are aware of the roots, but we are in denial of the roots. Okay? This is why black women spend billions of dollars on perm, weave, blonde hair, green eyes, blue eyes. This is why educated black men, I don't care if they live in Paris, I don't care if they're in Austria, Holland, UK, Canada, US, or South Africa. Educated black men marry outside of their race more than the men of any other race put together, because you hate yourself. And the reason why we do this is we actually think we can convince white people if we act white enough to accept us, because we don't understand white supremacy and we don't understand eugenics. Eugenics is the science of exterminating the African DNA. It don't matter if you're light-skinned with green eyes, you still African. It don't matter if you're blue, black, purple with nappy hair, you still African. It don't matter if you in Paris speaking French or the U.S. speaking English. At the end of the day, you carry the gene of Africa. And that gene of Africa is the most powerful DNA on earth. We are the only people who can reproduce ourselves in every other group. I can make a baby with a Chinese woman. It's an African baby. I can make a baby with a French woman, it's an African baby. An Arab, an East Indian, a Native American, it's an African baby. You understand?
Yes.
The white man cannot reproduce himself in any other woman but one who looks like him, because he's genetically recessive. I'm genetically dominant, and that's why he must eliminate me. Because in the natural order of things, if I do absolutely nothing, we can literally predict a date where he will no longer exist. So he has to make a decision. He either has to get rid of me first, before nature gets rid of him.
So speaking about this, what is your feeling about interracial marriage?
I don't support it.
Why?
I have nothing against white women or Chinese women or Arab women or East Indian women. But the black man belongs with the black woman. The first institution that has to be built is the black family. If you don't save that, you save nothing else. If you don't build that, you build nothing else. A white woman can't understand my struggle. A Chinese woman can't understand my struggle. And what black men fail to recognize, even when you marry white or Arab or Chinese or East Indian or Latino, that woman is still loyal to her race. So it doesn't matter if she had your baby. It doesn't matter if y'all got married. It doesn't matter if y'all sleeping with each other. At the end of the day, her loyalty is not to her husband. It is to her community. And at any moment that that community calls on her to do a job, she will do it. So even though you're laying on top of her, she's still in charge of you.
The deeper you are, the darker it gets. Queen Guillotine. The deeper you are, the darker it gets. Prosecutor pulled the pussy move. They got a nigga for his freedom. They call that shit politics. Politics. By the time a motherfucker used another roof to get even, they got brand new politics. Politics. It's all fucked up now. The sun going down on the nigga, and I see you don't smile the same. Though you walk through the valley of the land of the living, it's still a long mile to change. You can't hide in the seclusion of the shadow of death. Nothing else but the face is plain. The devil came down around the time the clock throws up, cause there's another kind of time to change. Tuned in to the language of the friends of the court. A magic cane can't change the station. And the witnesses report us scars at the door. Knew each other out of blood relations. Wrong place, wrong time, wrong front line, wrong squad, the marching place. Wrong orders to obey, the blood, the prey. Toy soldier with a dead in cadence. Prosecutor pulled the pussy move. They got a nigga for his freedom. They call that shit politics. Politics. By the time a motherfucker use another roof to get even, they got brand new politics. Politics. Sticks and stones, strong money going down in the meter. Out of coins to save yourself. Deep ditches dug. Hold the field, collect calls on the line for help. Days and nights in the low library. The words are convoluted and mounted. All kinds of power presiding a bitch, assisted by a gang of counsel. Deciding decisions on the issues of fact. Besides your mama, no one else but lean on. Peruvian white gave him heart attack. Now you curled up on a cot that's peed on. Surrounded by scowls moving up the line. Hard times for the zones caught off guard. They coming down the hall to get you. Turn around and put your wrist through them balls. Prosecutor pulled the pussy move. They got a nigga for his freedom. They call that shit politics. Politics. By the time a motherfucker use another roof to get even, they got brand new politics. Politics. Prosecutor pulled the pussy move. They got a nigga for his freedom. They call that shit politics. Politics. By the time a motherfucker used another roof to get even, they got brand new politics. Politics.
Many faces I find moving on up the line. Some people so fake they want you to do things for them that they would never do for you. The deeper you are, the darker it gets. The darker it gets, politics.
Whoa, yeah, the building of Africa on our way, repatriate. Yo, mammy now. a prophecy. Till it became a billion-dollar gospel industry. They putting sales on niggas, take a check for building funds. But the preacher don't pay taxes to the wicked government. We could find Cain Tut and we could find Doja, but you will never find Peter, Solomon, and Moses. Do your pastor preach about Justin the Anacella or Theodosius when he be doing all that spitting? Ask him why Cain was scared to travel in the city and why they mark him up if only three of them was living. Ask him why they draw Adam and Eve with belly buttons if they came from the dirt and wasn't cut from a woman. Ask him if a white couple could make a baby nigger when he be in his Cadillac smacking on that chicken. Who lost your daddy on a slave boat?
Your mammy now.
Who got that Yankee looking train?
Your mammy now.
Who believed the Bible as a master wrote?
Your mammy now.
Who burned their hair a long way?
Your mammy now.
Who a nigga called bitch?
Your mammy now.
Who a nigga called hoe?
Your mammy now.
Who a nigga thinking, thinking after he been over on a sofa for the show? Cheering in the bricks. We call each other bitch. Don't nobody respect us. Now your mammy wonder why and fuck nigga tootin' up. Your mammy them is stuck with them bastard baby stuff. Your mammy them be raising broken men and murderers. When little black boys pray to a white man, picture they grow up to hate they stuff and kill the niggas who be with them. He'll never put that pistol on his white enemies. Your dog gon' fear is not to catch a kibble. Feeling on Sojourner Truth did it. Your mammy and him ain't got no real daddy in the house. The new black family is a baby and two dykes. They stick a plastic dick in a sacred orifice. Call it genocide when they holler gay rights.
Yeah.
Who lost your daddy on a slave boat?
Your mammy now.
Who got that Yankee looking train?
Your mammy now.
Who believed the Bible as a master wrote?
Your mammy.
Whack, whack, whack. one more try, you know. See how you've taken power from the people, and they don't even know they're sleeping. What is the greater evil? People fighting people, or thinking there's truth in illusion. I tell you, one day we'll find a way to make the changes. Oh yeah. And we're gonna wake from dreaming to find that you're the reason, and then the truth will arise again. Tell you, one day we are gonna see you never care. Poor people, them pocket it never bear, and opportunity it never live around here. No, you never plan for we to rise, I swear. Why is it you're making it so unfair? Have we living wrong, yeah, in a constant fear? Politicians tired, give we fear nightmare. Christ still arise, mama still a cry here. What is the message that you're sending out there for the people? Thought you said you'd be there for the people. Say you want we take off like the evil, but now we realize you're just plain evil. Behind the scenes, them are right another sequel, and round the corner, them build up another sequel. Push money, mansions, and vehicles. Meanwhile, we still on the pipes and needles. One day, we'll find a way to make the changes. Oh, yeah. And we're gonna wake from dreaming to find that you're the reason, and then the truth will arise again. Well, listen this, most I look at to rain, put another knot in a them twisted game. Then another dagger in a Babylon name. No in no struggle over Babylon fame. Sight up the plan, sight up the aim. Sight another soldier dirty Babylon chain. Can't take the thing where Babylon a maintain. Bust another link out of them twisted chain. People be wide eyes, come wake up. You not see religion with them done make up. Heaven in your mind if it not done made up. God inside natural status. Seek out the balance of the negative force. Retire all the doctor to believe and trust. Take hold of your thoughts, tell you that I must. Diana assert, are you consciousness? Yes, well I'm with the most I bless. Always go forward, watch the progress. Can't take another one of Babylon stress. Well I will go burn it down, burn out the mess. Tell me what you're gonna say, and tell me what you're gonna do now. Tell me what you're gonna do when one of these days we find a way to make the changes. Ah, yeah. And we're gonna wake from dreaming to find any other reason. And then the truth will rise again. Tell you one day,
a su familia, mujer de gueto, a la pobreza debía enfrentar. Era difícil el tiempo para batallar. La dura vida en la calle sabía lidiar. El único sustento para la comida que a diario a su casa debía llevar. Sus hijos la esperaban cada día en casa, con una sonrisa, una linda esperanza de algún día verla feliz y que el cielo para ella no fuese tan gris. Ella la fuerza nunca perdió, se la hacía y era su vida y nunca la abandonó. Y en su fe ya se aferró, Rastafari luz para sus hijas y lo comprendió.
Oh, think twice, just another day for you and me.
Thank you. Les animaux font la poussière, c'est à Dieu qu'ils déclarent la guerre. Je ne crains rien et je persévère. Tant de mauvaises intentions, en connaissent-ils seulement la raison? La haine a envahi leur cœur, ils se détruisent dans leur rancœur.
Mais il a menti, jamais je ne céderai. Jamais, jamais.